Okay. That doesn't get you kicked off.
Thank you.
Sorry.
One of those mornings.
All right, good morning, we'll call a meeting to order. The Ethics Board of Wednesday, May 15th, 2013. We have a roll call, please.
Ms. Carrie Davis?
Here.
Ms. Bragg? Ms. Joy Barnes?
Here.
Ms. Patricia Hawkins?
Here.
Mr. Robert Shelby?
Here.
Adam Churn, Ms. Patty Walker?
Here. A motion to approve the minutes from the previous meeting will be in order.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The minutes stand approved as presented. We have no closed session items. All right, we're right into the report for our.
In the meter.
I know.
Oh, that's me. Thank you.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Report from.
Everything is gone back to normal.
I didn't know it was that normal.
People aren't calling about their penalties and their late filings?
The commotion for the annual collection of the Statement of Economic Interest was done in place successfully.
Good.
I forward the affidavits to the city attorney's office. There were four individuals at this point. And mysteriously, I had one lady that did not comply last year, that she complied this year. Well, she complied from last year.
This year?
This year.
She must have been stopped.
And.
Is there any pattern to those four? I mean.
Two, yes.
I mean, well, two patterns. One, sort of an historical pattern of them as individuals failing each year, and then another one in like a, oh, the employees, these are all employees from this section, or these are candidates for public office, or what?
No, out of the four, there's two individuals that were appointed to a committee, Brownsville Board, and these individuals have not complied from the get-go. And I have, you know, followed through with the fact that based on the different dates after the due date of the statement, I'm supposed to notice the appointing authorities. And I've done that, and I have received, you know, reply.
And then the other two?
The other two were new people that, you know, can't think of anything specific for the other two right now.
So the previous two, they were sent to the city attorney last year?
Yes. And the city clerk has spoken to one of these individuals in the past year, so.
But not forcibly enough, apparently.
Yeah. Some people like to live on the edge.
Imagine a pile of warrants for failure.
What's the maximum penalty you can incur here?
$300.
Okay.
The bail amount is $300 and something. I think it goes up to $1,000. I'd have to look at the statute again.
Is it an incident?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. There can only be one incident per year, but.
Yeah, but that accumulates. Does that accumulate interest?
Listen, getting.
No.
Getting our hands on them is the hard part, so.
Well, we know where they are. We know where the names are. We really, really want to find it.
The city doesn't deem it a good use of their resources.
You want the honest truth? They don't go to court a warrant issues. And you know what'll happen? Nothing.
Nothing.
Because the cops aren't gonna go out and serve the warrant. I mean, that's the honest truth.
Oh, I know.
So, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. the whole scheme, really. I wasn't in favor of this whole scheme. I think, you know, kicking someone off a board or docking their pay or firing them from their position was a lot more.
Except we couldn't do it.
Right, exactly. Come up with this.
And I'd be happy to kick people off the board.
Yeah. But you can't do it.
I'd be even happy to fire people.
Can't do it.
But I can't do that. So
Here it is. Shall be subject to a forfeiture of less than 250, no more than 1,000. But the bail amount that was set by the municipal court is $350-something.
Is there anything that can be notified that when they have pulled over for some sort of...
Yeah, right.
Well, you see, that's the only way it'll happen.
You know, some sort of...
In all honesty, I mean...
Vehicle, you know...
You see, three years from today, one of them will be driving on the interstate with a blown-out taillight. The sheriff will pull them over and run their names. Oh, you got a warrant. Come with me.
I mean, is there any way to notify so it just kind of be there?
No.
No.
That's not going to happen.
Call Sheriff Clark, ask him if...
Yeah. I'm sure you and the sheriff are just like this. I can just see it.
I'll tell you.
Both on the same philosophical platform. Maybe he'll let you borrow his cowboy hat.
I love the cowboy hat.
Yeah, I'll tell you my story off the record.
Okay.
Review of the newly filed statement of economic interest. Is there anything that raises any type of suspicion other than the House of Global?
Statement of economic interest. Kind of a funny name.
There's got to be a story behind it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she has a new business now, so.
A lot of architects.
Hmm?
A lot of architects in these.
No questions, no concerns?
Historic Preservation Commissioner, is she replacing the one who resigned?
She wasn't on that one. It was a different one, I think.
Maybe it was Housing Preservation Commissioner? Okay, whatever. Rob missed that interaction.
The one who came back to prove reasonable cause
for her failure to file.
Housing Trust one.
Oh, Housing Trust one.
Yeah.
Okay. Housing Historic Preservation.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
you missed the show.
She almost cried. Actually, she did.
She did.
A little bit.
And I didn't make her. It wasn't me. Honest.
It was all of us collectively as a group, I believe. It was Ed. Really.
It was Ed.
No wonder he's being rotated off.
Well, I am mean, come to think of it.
He was definitely
he would prefer to be characterized as such.
He was a bit of a curmudgeon last month.
That's not fair.
Your legs hurt and your
something wrong with your car.
Oh, my car. Yes, that's right. That's why I was late.
That's
mm-hmm. The car.
That's right.
Yeah. She was prepared to cry regardless of who was.
Oh, yeah.
She would have cried if it had been Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's sure. A little drama.
I tried to put a chain on that woman and drag her through, and she wouldn't.
No, she did not want to go through it. No, she did not. We tried to help her in every way we possibly could. So, all right. New business.
Oh, new business.
Ed.
I am being...
Sleep at the controls.
I've done that professionally. I'm being moved out of this assignment, and Joanna Gibloff, who is the newest attorney in our office, is going to take over this assignment. I'll work with Joanna for the next couple of meetings anyway. Joanna's just passed the bar exam, so she's a brand new lawyer, although she was working in the office for, how long were you working?
2 years.
2 years as a paralegal, so she slowly came up to speed and passed the bar exam apparently with very high grade. And so here she is. And so she's our newest lawyer, and she's going to take over this assignment. So I will work with her to make sure that the transition is smooth and seamless.
Nice to meet everybody.
Nice to meet you. She's smiling. Ed, did you tell her she could do that?
Yes, I told her she could do it, but not too much.
Okay.
Is there a particular percentage of similar names that can be on one floor?
We We have too many Joannas, you're right about that.
Well, we have a Joanna, Joanna, and Joanna.
Mine's spelled slightly different, so
probably closer to... How do you spell yours?
J-O-A-N-N-A.
Yes.
That's how it's
spelled. Oh, well, there we have it. Matches up with the staff assistant.
Well, I won't forget your name, then.
This is sucky.
What was that?
This is a direct result of last month's meeting.
What?
What?
What you've got there?
We can't discuss it.
We can't discuss it, no. It's got to be on the agenda.
It has to be on the agenda.
That's something that, it's theoretical, somebody wants to be heard, so that needs to go on to the agenda.
Coming attraction.
Yes, it's a coming attraction for next meeting. Speaking of which, next meeting date, I was going to suggest that considering the summer months, that it be at the call of the chair. But this is important enough that we need to discuss it right away.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's a legal issue. I mean, the committee's free to set its own agenda. However, just from a practical standpoint, you're probably better off setting a date and then adjourning it or annulling it if there's no business to be conducted.
Fine.
That way people have it marked on their calendar.
See, you know, I don't know.
The small details, Ralphie boy.
Well, I have it as the third Wednesday of the month.
I don't know my calendar.
At 9 a.m.
It's always the third.
Repeating calendar, so it's every month at the third Wednesday.
What day is
what
that?
Set, so.
What day is it?
Wednesday.
June 19th.
Okay. I left my phone back in my office. God forbid.
I probably will not be here.
Okay.
There's only about a 5% chance that I'll still be in town.
In town, just you were on vacation or?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
It's a matter of, you know, are we going or are we not going? But we're 95% sure we're going, 5% not.
Okay.
With that in mind, if you call the meeting, you should probably make sure you have a quorum.
Yes. Yes, we would make sure we do that.
I will be around. I think that works for me.
I think it does, but I don't actually have my calendar, so I can't tell you for sure.
Rock. Count the hours until it comes.
The rock.
Wow.
Make up for being late.
God forbid I left the office as well.
It will be scheduled for June 19th at 9 a.m. Is there any other business to come?
Wow, this could be one of the shortest meetings on record.
Hearing none.
I think she beat the old Dwight Ellis record that was somewhere around 9:25 or 9:30.
I've beat it a couple of times.
Yeah, I think we've had at least one 10-minute meeting.
Yes.
All right.